Oh, come on, open up! Fucking... I need to open this goddamn door!
What am I doing? Does this answer the fucking question? Two lines, dickless. Two lines. Good fucking news. You're going to be a dad. Now, are you going to leave me standing out here? Yeah, how the fuck did this happen? We had a single drunken hookup at a party. One. What were the fucking odds? I mean, we even used a condom, right? Right? Oh, God. You didn't remember the condom? Are you kidding me? You're so fucking useless. Fuck my hand. Yeah, your wall is fucking okay. It's my hand that's messed up. Yo, dickless. Grab me some ice. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry. I won't hit any of your shit again. That was stupid. Now, can you please get ice for my hand? Thank you. No, it's not broken. I don't need you to take care of me. Right, the condom. I admit I didn't remember to tell you to put one on either. I was drunk. We were drunk. But it's still your fault. You're the guy. Even if you're drunk, you have to remember the fucking robber. What kind of question is that? How do I know? Hey, dickless, it's yours. You're the father. Do you know how many other guys could be the father? No one. You're the only suspect. I haven't slept with anyone else in forever. No one since you. There's a 0.0% chance it was anyone else. Why did I... We were drunk. Well, yeah, I guess I don't normally have hookups when I'm drunk. That was the first time, actually. Oh, God damn it. I just realized that I can't even drink anymore. Ugh. I did it because it was you. There you were, the good old dickless wonder, all grown up at a college party. You're not even bad looking now. Of course, I was curious what you were like in bed. Ugh. Can we pause and agree how fucking weird this is? Of all the people in the world to get me knocked up, it was you? If someone told me, as a 14-year-old, that I have a child with you, I'd have punched them just out of principle. Hey, don't you dare smirk. I'm not far along. I can still kick your fucking ass. What now? Well, that's the other thing. When I told my dad about the baby, he kicked me out on the spot. He told me that if I'm going to let some guy get me pregnant like a whore, I should go live with him. So, here I am. And I'm sorry about punching the wall. It won't happen again. I'm just having the worst day of my life over here. I don't have a lot of shit with me. There's a suitcase with the clothes he'll let me take. A few keepsakes. But I need somewhere to crash until I have some kind of plan. The way I see it, this is your mess, too. The least you can do is make sure I don't end up on the fucking street. I can? You're sure? That's fine, man. I can sleep on your couch. It beats being homeless. You don't have any roommates, do you? Yeah, I don't see a second bedroom. You haven't told me how you feel about this shit. You probably hate me after the way I treated you every summer. Now I'm having your fucking child. Yeah, it's a lot to take in. I get it. Fuck, I haven't even decided if I am going to have this kid. It's still early, right? I have to decide if I want to. End it. I don't know. I really don't fucking know. It's not like I had any set future plans. Dad made me go to college, and it's probably not paying next semester. Still, being a single mother? That's a lot. Hell, just being a mother at all is a lot. I'm not exactly parental material. I don't have my own shit together. Besides, look at me. I don't exactly look motherly. Shit, when we were younger, half the new campers were surprised that I wasn't bunking in the boys' village. I bet you weren't sure I had a cunt until we hooked up. Honestly, I never thought I'd have kids. It's so fucking weird to think about. That there's a baby inside of me right this very moment. Like, an actual living something. Look, I have a lot to think about. You have a lot to think about. I'm just gonna set up on your couch now. We'll talk about this later, yeah? Okay.
Hey, Dickless. I know it's late, but open up. I wanna talk. I was wondering what your room looked like.
Dude, your bed is so big and I have to sleep on the couch?
Ooh. Are you just going to stand there staring? You look like you haven't seen a girl in her underwear before.
Dude, you've seen me in my underwear before.
Yeah, fine. The panties I was wearing at the party were the sexiest, these ones. I've only worn them for my first boyfriend. Still, you're going to have to get used to seeing me in my fucking underwear. When I'm at home, I don't like to wear a lot of clothes. Plus, I'm sleeping on the couch. Not a lot of privacy. Am I trying to turn you on? Why would you think? Fuck. Yes. Fine. I was trying to turn you on. Just shut up for a second and I'll explain. Now that I'm feeling a bit better, I wanted to try and focus on some of the smaller problems. That way I can save the really big ones for later. That got me thinking. You're letting me stay here for free. Yeah, there's the whole mother of your child shit. But I wasn't raised to take handouts. I'd be even more of a disappointment to dear old dad if I started now. Basically, I need to pay rent somehow and I don't have money. So, obviously, I need to pay you in... other ways. You're obviously attracted to me. Yeah, you were drunk last time you did it, but just look at the tent in your boxers right now, dude. I could do something about it. Yeah, I get it. You don't want anything from me in return. I know that you're trying to be nice or whatever, but now I have to just rely on you? No way. Let me pay you back. I need to pay you back. You're worried if I really want to fuck you? I'm glad you're so fucking chivalrous, Dickless. Look, my memories of last time are a little hazy. That said, I recall coming home, very satisfied by your performance.
He even gave me a few bruises. But they were the good kind. Besides, why not? I didn't have a lot of sex because I was worried about the consequences. Fat load of good that did me. At least now I can indulge a bit. It's not like you can knock me up twice or something. So yeah, if I have to pay rent with my body, I won't exactly be suffering. So, fog bodies? Spread my legs, huh? Well, loser, why should I? Are you going to make me? Safe word? Why would we need that? Whatever. Green gold. That works. So, you were saying, how are you going to fucking make me? Are you going to keep talking or what? You can't just shove your thumb in. You're so weird. Why would you make me suck your thumb? What kind of girl would like that? Yeah, whatever. I lean back on the bed. That doesn't mean you've won, though. You might have knocked me up, but that doesn't mean you can just... Hey, my nipples are sensitive. Don't touch them like that. I should... It's too much. Yeah. Not my nipples. Too sensitive. Why aren't you trying to spread my... Wait, I was distracted. You can just spread them like that. That's cheating. Your hand. You're touching me. Toying with me through these fucking panties. You like that, huh? You're just using your hand because you're a dickless coward. A real man would have just fucked me, not even caring if I'm wet. I don't understand why you're teasing me this way. Your stupid fucking cock knocked me up. Just stop teasing me and whip it out. Just do it. Before I crash your hand with my thighs. No more. What? Your thumb again? I... Come on, just fuck me already. Come on, I'm already so wet. I'm fucking soaking through these things. Just do it. You got me pregnant. The least you can do is fuck me. No, I fucking told you. I told you. I'm not a slut. I'm not. I don't do this. Normally. Never had a friend with benefits before. This is the first time. No. Can you please? Please. 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 Fuck me. Oh, there it is. You're inside me. I'm pushing my panties to the side and... Oh, you're finally shoving your cock in me. Not so dickless anymore. You really, really do have a cock. not just going to tease me like a fucking pussy. Like, I couldn't believe it was you. You knocked me up. I didn't think you had the balls. You'd ask me before, I would have said that a man like you should splank. Is this the best you got? Huh, Nicholas? Are you going easy on me? Just cause I'm a fucking pregnant? Give it to me! Fucking give it to me! Don't fucking, fucking go easy. I'm the bitch that beat your ass behind the Art Pagoda. I stole your clothes trunk while you're canoeing. I spread the rumor you still what's a bed. Aren't you going to fucking give it to me? Don't you want to punish me? Hey, my hands. What are you? Don't fucking. Don't push my arms down. I could break free. Only holding me because hand messed up. Distracted by. I could pull free. So what are you? Why the fuck are you pinching there? You fucking. My nipples are so sensitive. Asshole. Piece of shit. It hurts. Fuck you. You're fucking got me pregnant and you're torturing my safe word. No? What? I'm not. I can fucking take it. Don't fucking stop. It fucking keep hurting me. Eat it. Fuck. Huh? What? What now? Why are you trying to kiss me? What? Why kiss? Are you trying to? Why would? Even. What it? Oh fuck! Fuck it! Kiss. Thought. Hate it. Me. Hate me. Oh fuck! My lip. You bite me. Oh my god, it's bleeding. Do you like that? Do you fucking like hurting me? Making me bleed? Oh, fuck your lips. You're drilling down to the nape of my neck. Oh, it's all too much. It's too sensitive. Wait. Wait, are you going to bite? Fuck, you're coming. What the fuck? You bit my neck and it hurts. But fuck, so good. Good, so coming. Oh, you fucking ridiculous. Hitting me, it's too much. What the fuck? Are you fucking happy now? You win. God, revenge. Body. Again wait. Don't pull out. No need. Already. Just fucking. Just come inside. Oh. Shit, my neck. You bit me. I'm going to have such a big bruise. Am I mad? Are you kidding me? It was exactly what I needed. So much tension. Had to get it out. Why was I so horny? Fine. I really can't call you Dickless anymore. That nickname is officially retired. Just Dick, then. Dickhead. You knocked me up, remember? That's a pretty fucking dickish thing to do. You never told me what you think of this. The whole... the enormity of it all. I mean, you got a girl pregnant. Come on. Am I... ruining your life here? Okay, well... if you're on board with this, too, that really helps. It's a bit less, crushing if I'm not dealing with it all alone. It's less scary. I think that I'm going to keep it. Our child.